This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Republicans were in the spotlight last week. Now, the Democrats are holding their national convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to talk to two delegates from Colorado, as we did for the GOP's big event. This is part of CPR's election coverage, Colorado Votes. We're joined by Democratic delegates Julia Hicks and Sonia Jaquez-Lewis. Hicks is a retired teacher who lives in Westminster. Jaquez-Lewis is a pharmacist who lives in Boulder County. Sonia, Julia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
I'd like to ask a question we asked of the GOP delegates from Colorado last week, and that is there one issue more than any other that's motivating you this year? Sonia?
Definitely. Well, I'm a pharmacist, so healthcare is my number one issue, and the ACA, the healthcare reform bill that President Obama historically passed, will help millions of Americans finally get healthcare coverage.
Julia, what's driving you more than any other issue this year?
It is healthcare also, because I am a kidney transplant survivor, and we need affordable care, not only for people that are on dialysis and people that have transplants, but we need affordable care for our children and our grandchildren that are coming up in this world.
I want to point out that you both were delegates to the Democratic convention in 08, which was here in Denver. So far, how do they compare, Julia?
Well, this is my home state, so I'm not going to say anything bad about North Carolina. Denver's was really good because, you know, I live in Colorado. But this is the Southern hospitality, and they are on their game here.
I couldn't agree more, Julia. I'm a Tar Heel born and bred, and I am so proud to be coming home to Charlotte. I was born here, and they are really raising the roof here. It's an amazing turnout.
Sonia, back in 08, you came to the convention in Denver supporting Hillary Clinton for president. And I'm wondering, 4 years later, if there's a lingering wish that she would have won.
You know, I've been asked that question before. I am so proud to be a Barack Obama supporter. It is so wonderful to see what he has done. I mean, not only do we have Hillary Clinton as the best Secretary of State ever, we have the leadership of Barack Obama. We get two for one and much more. So I couldn't be more proud to be an Obama delegate and supporter all the way here from Colorado.
In his speech at last week's Republican National Convention, Mitt Romney talked about the hope people felt when Mr. Obama was first elected.
How many days have you woken up feeling that something really special was happening in America? Many of you felt that way on Election Day 4 years ago. Hope and change had a powerful appeal. But tonight, I'd ask a simple question. If you felt that excitement when you voted for Barack Obama, shouldn't you feel that way now that he's President Obama?
You know, that question reflects some polling. There was a recent CBS New York Times poll, for instance, that found 20% of those asked said things were better than 4 years ago, but nearly 40 said they were worse off. And I wonder what you would tell someone who doesn't feel they're better off and is reluctant to vote for the president. Julia?
Well, that 40% was the Republicans that didn't vote for him the last time. So, you know, we can't change their mind. But 40% out of 100? Come on, there's still 60% out there. So far as I'm concerned, yeah, I feel just as excited now as I did then. And I'm not going to try to convince that 40%.
Well, it also could be that those are independents, you know, who voted for Mr. Obama the first time and are hesitant to do so a second.
Ryan, what I would say to someone who asked me that is I'm definitely better off than I was 4 years ago. 4 years ago, George Bush lost 4.4 million jobs in 1 year, and President Obama has created jobs. You know what? Osama bin Laden is gone, and GM is here. We have health care coverage. We have the Lilly Ledbetter Act that will give women more rights and employment. Don't ask, don't tell is gone. And we have a president who took a very, very strong stand for equality for all citizens through his speaking out in the bully pulpit on equality in marriage, gay marriage rights. And I think that that president shows inclusiveness and the participation of all Americans.
Well, you're listening to Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. And as part of Colorado Votes, CPR's election coverage, we're speaking with two Democratic delegates at the convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. Julia Hicks lives in Westminster. Sonia Jaquez Lewis lives in unincorporated Boulder County. Julia, when we spoke to you 4 years ago, when you were a delegate in Denver, you mentioned that the economy was one of your priorities. Today, the country has over 8% unemployment, many people still out of work. Were you hoping for more than that?
No, because I knew the minute that the Congress turned to Republicans, that they would stop our president at every step that they could. So right now, if we can get rid of that Congress, he will do a better job. And all he needs is 4 more years, because guess what? He can do anything he wants to now, because he doesn't have to run again.
Sonia, what are your thoughts on the unemployment rate and whether you hoped it would be better by now?
You know, that is one of the leading issues for Latinos. We are the largest growing segment of the business community in the U.S., and I think that Barack Obama's plan to create more small business loans is going to not only help our economy and jobs, it's going to help our Latino community, because we are also one of the largest segments in the country that doesn't have health care. So he's really getting the two issues together by what his plan has been put forward, and we just now have to finish it. We really just need to complete the job.
I want to ask you both about the rather big presence Colorado has on the speaking schedule for the Democratic Convention. You've got, boy, let's see, the governor speaking. You've got Jared Polis, the congressman, speaking. I think it's six.
Congresswoman Diana DeGette.
Six people altogether from Colorado who will take the big stage. Some thoughts about that?
Well, Colorado, in the last election, we came through like fire, and they intend for us to do that this time. So they're firing up the people in Colorado. They will see our governor and our congresspeople on TV, and this is going to fire them up to reelect the president.
Sonia?
And if I can add, I would say that we Colorado delegates had a wonderful breakfast meeting with Jim Messina, who is the political campaign manager for the president. And he said, as Colorado goes, so goes the White House. So it couldn't be more important for us to turn out our vote in Colorado. If our supporters turn out, we win the state. We believe in our hearts that more people are with President Obama in Colorado and support our issues. We just have to get them out to vote.
How are you both going to make sure that happens between the end of the convention and Election Day?
Well, I've already started voter registration in the Latina community, and we'll be working to really just do the grassroots activism that all of our issues are based on. And that is really just talking to your neighbors and talking to your friends and saying, please vote.
Julia?
And I'm with Sonia on that, because we are precinct committee people, so we know how to organize, and we are going to register people as we do this. And all we have to do is get out that vote. And in Colorado, we know how to do that.
Two Democratic delegates to the convention who apparently both grew up in North Carolina. What are the chances? Thanks for being with us, ladies.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much, Ryan. We appreciate it.
Julia Hicks of Westminster and Sonia Jaquez Lewis of Boulder County are delegates to the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. Our conversation is part of Colorado Votes, CPR's election coverage.